We are still busy in the chapter that we should have moderation in our ibadah. We should not do it excessively. And this really applies to those people who are doing nafal ibadah. Generally, we don't make any nafal ibadah. It doesn't apply to us. We have to still start from scratch. And we have to go a long way before we can think of moderation. We were reading the additional points that were given with regard to this hadith. Further, the hadith highlights the virtue of the Sahaba and the enthusiasm to excel in worship and obedience. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are a hallmark, a status, a symbol for us in everything. Even the ibadat, we should say how much of ibadat they used to make. The main distinguishing factor of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the rest of mankind is the amount of yaqeen they had in Allah ta'ala. Their ibadat was also so much. Their outward appearance was also correct. Everything, but the main distinguishing factor was the full yaqeen, the trust in Allah ta'ala. And ours, we are perhaps in ibadat, we try and do something, or in appearance, we try and appear as Muslims, but our yaqeen is very, very weak. Each one of us can think, how much have I got full trust in Allah ta'ala? How much have I got full yaqeen in the existence of Allah, in the qudrat that Allah has power over everything, and I don't have to worry of anyone and anything. Allah is the doer of everything. How much have we got that yaqeen on akhirat? Even that, we see how much we are making effort for dunya, how much are we doing for akhirat? Our thoughts are also filled with dunya's thoughts all the time. How do we think about the akhirat? What will happen to me in the qabr on the day of qiyamah? I have to cross pull sirat. How will it be? Do those thoughts ever even come to us? So that is where the sahaba were far, far in the advance of us. To marry is virtuous and sunnah. As the one sahabi told, that they seen the ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I will not get married and I will only make ibadat. But if a person does that, then he is going away from the sunnah. That is the way of the Christians, which Allah did not also impose on them. Their monasticism, going to their monasteries, not getting married, neither their monks nor their nuns, they get married and all they say for the sake of deen. But that was not deen at all. Deen is to get married also. And a person who is married, his ibadat is double to that person who is single, because his responsibilities are also much more. It is not an act of piety to innovate something that is not substantiated by the Quran and the Sunnah. Like these three Sahaba, they wanted to do certain things, make whole night ibadat, not get married, keep rosas all the time, but to initiate anything which is not in conformity with the Quran and Hadith, this is called an innovation, a bid'ah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, kullu bid'atin bin nar. All innovations and new things indeed will go to the fire of Jahannam. And we might start off with good intention, but we are already changing the deen of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are responsible to maintain and practice on the deen as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is taught us. So many times shaitan will come to us in a pious form also, that even engage in all this ibadat etc. But it is against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We might be thinking that we are very pious, but we are changing the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we are falling into bid'at, and we are falling into all innovation. People who are engaged in bid'at, whether it be making of the taziyas in Muharram, whether it may be uras that they're having, qawwali They might be thinking they are very much in deen and they have got great passion for deen, but it is all bid'ah and it is all rejected by deen. So we have to make sure that even with our good intentions and our good actions also, we must not be introducing a new thing into deen. And our deen must be in conformity with the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Anyone who chooses any other way besides Islam, and that is the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Islam of the Sahaba. Anyone who chooses any other way, it won't be accepted from him. Though we can call it Islam, but if it's not the Islam of the Sahaba, the Islam of the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just by us calling it Islam doesn't make it Islam. It must be in conformity with what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did. Just as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired about the worship, the ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are taught to learn about the habits and etiquette of our pious predecessors, so we can follow their example. This is another very important thing. Most of us, when we think of doing something, just what comes to our thoughts we want to do. We should find out. Step one is to find out from people who know what was the practice of our predecessor, our pious elders. We should find out that, and according to that we should act, not what we think. One time somebody asked Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi his opinion on a certain matter of deen. Maulana became very angry and he said, what has my opinion got to do with it? What Sharia hukam? Ask me what is the law of Sharia, not what my opinion is. So our opinions don't count. We must see what are the laws of Allah and His Rasul. Even in our ibadat which we want to do, don't just do what we would like to do. Find out first and find out what was the practice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba, our pious predecessors, etc. Since the era of our pious predecessors was closer to the prophetic era, their practices were likely to be more in conformity to it. Hence we endeavor to emulate their ways. Our elders, they were more closer to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if we study their lives, we see they were very keen to do only what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did. So that must be our guiding light, and that must be our path that we should follow. A person who used to make roti and sell, he used to sell yesterday's roti, the stale roti, more expensive than the fresh roti of today. And so naturally people want fresh roti. They ask, why do you do this? You sell the yesterday's roti which is stale. You charge more for that than today's roti which is fresh. He said, yesterday's roti is more closer to the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's roti is more further away. So very of us, hardly any one of us, our thinking goes so far. We only will think of material things or of the benefits of dunya, but to look at it from a deeni perspective, we need that what Allah gives somebody in his heart, then he can look at things in that way. May Allah guide us to do all our things according to deen and to love and to follow every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should endeavor, we should try, and we fail a lot. For that we should make istighfar all the time. Nobody can be perfect. We should ask for forgiveness wherever we fail. And our motto and our motive and object in life must be the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us all the tawfiq.